from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. I put up our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made. Super smooth. Loved throughout the DMV. Preseason's in the books, so you're more or less optimistic about the Commanders' upcoming season. I did have three options. More optimistic, less optimistic. Same. It's the preseason. You can vote at Junks Radio.
I'm going to go vote right now. I'm going to vote more optimistic.
Really?
I'm just so glad the preseason's over. Aren't you guys?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I hate waiting 2 weeks.
It almost was over a week ago. Like for the Commanders, kind of was over a week ago. Because once you shut Jaden down and, you know, they start Jeff Driskel. He's fighting for the third spot.
Yeah.
By the way, assuming Mariota is number two.
I was happy just because Trace was playing the last two games.
Sure.
But in general, the preseason is just even though you're looking forward to it for so many weeks.
I left MGM at like 4:30 yesterday, got on the Beltway, and I was like, why is there all this traffic on the Beltway? And then it clicked in my head. I saw, you know, like a guy with like a burgundy like Suburban with wearing Commander's gear. And then I saw like a truck with a Patriots flag heading towards the FedEx Field.
Judging from the overhead views, it didn't seem like there were too many people there.
I'm not saying it was packed. I'm just saying that there was elevated traffic on the Beltway, like at 5:00 on a Sunday.
Yeah. But in this particular game, of course, there was no Jaden Daniels. I was curious after all the conversation about trading away Jahan Dotson, who was going to play at receiver, and it was the second-tier guys and third-tier guys.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
I know Martavis Bryant made some noise late in the game and caught a touchdown pass.
They may keep him.
Apparently, he drew a couple of pass interferences.
He did
not watch the end. I will raise my hand and say I did not watch the end of that game.
Well, you could see the replays if you look for
it. Yeah, but I got back from New Jersey. I mean,
Martavis Bryant, even though he hasn't played full-time in the league in like 6 years, he's a physical freak,
right?
Like
gonna keep him.
I think they're probably gonna keep him just because of his skill set, his size, the fact
maybe
that Dotson
because of the way
gone.
He played last night.
But I think it's gonna
he didn't do anything in the first game.
I think it's gonna be a mess at receiver after McLaurin throughout the season.
Sure.
And I think they're gonna lean a little more heavily than we thought on Luke McCaffrey.
Luke,
from the looks of things,
and Oz. I'm telling you,
yep.
Neither played. Right.
Right.
Oz is a big part, going to be a big part of this offense, I think. Who knows what I think Diami might be too. I think
Pringle
like
made a nice catch last night. Now he'd stepped out of bounds and there was a penalty on the play, but that was a nice catch.
For sure. I'll tell you, you can say what you want about Driskel, and we're only talking about second and third quarterback. I've really been impressed with him. And they'll probably release him and bring him, stash him. I hope they do. He deserves it. And even though he threw a bad pick, it's fine. It's the NFL. And Trace, really, I thought, acquitted himself
well. He played well,
He should be proud. His family should be really proud.
Definitely.
To come in, no practices, a couple practices, and he looked much more settled.
He looked more confident.
He trucked that dude on the sideline.
That was funny.
I like that.
He was definitely a fighter.
He was throwing downfield.
Yeah, he had a really nice ball downfield that I thought should have been caught from down the right sideline.
Really nice pass to Cole Turner across the middle.
Yeah, I mean, he ran for several times. He showed enough that I think when there's an opportunity, someone's going to call him.
Maybe. Sure. I hope so.
I do think so.
Maybe, you know, a third stringer gets banged up and they just give Trace a call and get him on a practice squad.
They need somebody in a pinch. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Casey, you weren't here last week when the Jahan Dotson trade happened. How surprised were you? And what does that tell you?
I was kind of surprised by it. I didn't know that they had soured on him to the point that they had, where they regard him so little. They said, we'll deal you in the division. Mm-hmm. We're so unscared of you and your skill set. We think you're going to have such little impact. We'll deal you to a division rival.
That was the thing that was the most
jarring. I was a little bit taken aback by it.
Yeah.
But look, if he doesn't fit your new culture, if he's not one of, you know, Kingsbury's or Quinn's guys, then I trust in Adam Peters that you don't want that guy just languishing and not being, you know, an impact player for you. If you can turn it into some sort of draft capital that comes back your way to get one of your guys down the road, I don't have a problem with it. I was a little surprised, though.
I was surprised, but I'm fine with it. I think they didn't think he was special and wasn't going to be special in their system. So
just another flaw from Ron Rivera. Just another botched pick from the Ron era.
I'm guessing, Cakes, you might have to check the book just because your general pattern is you love to bet receiver overs.
I do.
Did you bet on Jahan Dotson overs this year?
It's a great question. Now, the problem is they're still in play because there's no caveat for him getting traded.
True. Good point.
He's going to have, unless Devonta Smith or A.J. Brown goes down with an injury, he's going to have such a minimal role with the Eagles. You think he's going to out-earn those guys for targets?
No.
Do you think that?
No.
I don't think that.
No, it's basically the beginning of the end for him. He's just going to be on a journey now.
Let me just say this.
Team.
If I have Jahan Dotson bets in here, they're drawing dead.
Yes.
Or drawing very thin. It's not looking great. Yeah. So hopefully I'm going to peruse through here and not see any Dotson bets.
But I thought there were some interesting guys that did stand out a little bit. I know you guys don't care about the back of the roster guys, but Fedarian Matthews,
he finally flashed
kind of throughout the game. Ridgeway flashed.
Ridgeway just smashes people when he tackles people.
Solid.
He smashes them.
He's a solid backup. Like I think it'd be crazy to cut him. And KJ Henry flashed with a sack.
Yep.
He didn't really flash when I was watching, but. Dan Quinn continues to praise Jamin Davis and how he's attacked that. So I'd be shocked if Jamin's not a part of this. And he even alluded in the post-game presser that they'll use him a little bit everywhere at edge, at linebacker.
He had one tackle for loss.
Yeah. So he seems really pleased with him. Cole Turner needed a big day. I don't know if Cole did enough. I don't know. Supposedly he's been blocking well. And improving that aspect of his game.
He had a penalty and a drop.
He did have one drop.
I saw, two drops, maybe on one series. Maybe not technically a drop, but a ball that was close to him that he could have brought in, didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He had that 25-yard, the one across the middle.
I do think that was nice. I do think that the receiver battle is interesting just because there are some names and people that we're very, very familiar with. And I really think they're going to keep Bennett for size. So we'll see.
I don't see Bryant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't see any Dotson bets, but there are a couple spicy ones here. Jaden Daniels over 16.5 touchdowns. I have yes. Jason, you have no for $10.
I like that.
I think that's a stone cold winner. And
he's got to stay healthy.
This is not a Dotson bet, but Dotson being gone impacts this. I have Terry with 10 or more touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting 3-1 from you. Ooh. You have no.
Yeah. 10's a big
Terry's
number.
Never been a big touchdown guy, but with no Dotson.
What do we put on that?
He ain't getting 10 touchdowns.
$5?
He gets 10 touchdowns.
There's no dollar figure.
3-1 without a dollar figure.
That's probably a $2 or $2 bet.
Well, what do you want to put on
I'm
it?
Sure you
I don't
did.
Know. What happened to you?
Let's do
you,
five.
What right. happened to five the, I don't 15. Need to write it down. It's in my brain.
Well, that's a very flawed system, JP. I have some memory issues. All right, so we're good.
Well,
now
we also have the play of in the first week against Tampa. You have, I'm sorry,
first two weeks,
Tampa and the Giants.
Yeah.
Four total touchdowns.
Yeah, I just think he's sailing over that in the first
two
weeks.
We'll see.
But I could be wrong.
Look,
I'm kind of getting swept up in the Jaden mania.
You are. You're getting swept up in all of these.
So you voted more optimistic after the preseason.
Yes.
I would vote the same. I think the majority of people are voting the same. I'm not moved by the preseason. Maybe a little more optimistic about Jaden, although he was the number two pick. I think that you kind of expect him to succeed. Didn't see enough of him throwing the ball downfield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was pressured once in the preseason, right. Technically.
Well, he's getting rid of the ball like in under 2 seconds.
Yeah, so I don't know that I've seen enough from him to make a judgment. Worried about the receivers.
No, part of the reason I think Jaden's going to have really good numbers, I think the secondary is still especially bad. I think they're going to get air raided in basically every game. I think this team's going to be in a lot of potential shootouts, which means a lot of Jaden Daniels spicy stat numbers.
I will say this.
Potentially.
Now, it was only the third preseason game, and it's backups and guys that probably won't be on the roster. But you could see this defense is going to be so much more dynamic than that passive model that Ron and Jack have employed here for the last 3 or 4 years. They're bringing pressure, especially in the first quarter, a lot. Zero blitzes. And you're going to get burned, but when you have dicey corners, you just got to do it.
You have to,
you got to take your chances. Yep. And I think it's going to be, it's the most similar feeling I've had since Greg Williams was here, where you just didn't quite know where pressure was going to come from, but you felt like they were going to pressure you. They're going to force you to make a throw or force you to make a play. And
well, if that's,
I'm willing to live and die with it.
If they get picked up, it's going to be big play after big play.
No, I'm willing to live and die with it, though, because I just can't stand just trying to cover guys for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're not going to see that out of this defense.
No. This defense is going to be aggressive.
They're going to try to make things happen.
KJ Henry had the sack early, but then Drake May came in and led them down the field on a touchdown.
He had a nice drive.
So I don't know that I was impressed with the defense
Just the pressure. Based on yesterday, that's just the pressure. Well, not necessarily the result, just the pressure.
Just my takeaway. Now, again, I didn't watch the latter portion of the game.
They punted quite a few times.
Yeah,
I think because Drake was successful, and then he went several series without.
Sure, they only scored 10 total points.
I'm
worried about the pressure. Like in terms of where I see this Commanders team, I don't think I would move off of my preseason prediction. We can do the schedule again. I think I have them as 8-9.
I think that's in a ballpark.
It might be optimistic, truthfully, because I look at the pass rush. You may be more optimistic about it. I still have major questions about the edge rushers. I know they've tried to throw Jamin in there.
They may not get home.
They brought
but
in three guys.
They're going to bring extra guys.
As Cakes mentioned, the secondary is an issue. This was a defense that finished dead last year. Will it improve? I hope so. Should improve, but they have big issues on defense. And then on offense, I'm sorry, I have more of a problem. I know you're trying to say, well, they can use Oz and use McCaffrey. It's subpar.
It's kind of just a wait and see. I'm just going to stick with the 7 wins. If they get to 8 wins and they double up from last year, that's with a rookie quarterback, that's a hell of a
great
year.
Start for Dan Quinn.
That's a hell
of
a year.
That's the case.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get to that number.
I am optimistic, though, because I think all of it really rides at the end of the day on Jaden, as we've said. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to rise to the occasion. And I think he's going to really help buttress the fact that the offensive line is kind of in flux. Cakes alluded to it. We talked about it last week. He's getting rid of the ball under 2 seconds. And Pro Football Focus may not say he was pressured, but he has been pressured. And he's just getting rid of the ball. So, I don't know.
Stressing
I'm excited.
A lot of quick game.
I do think there's a possibility he runs for $120 in week 1 and just
takes
the lead by storm.
Seems very aggressive.
Oh, that's outrageous total.
If he runs for 65 or 70 in week 1, won't be surprised.
65?
One bit.
I think he's going to do that every week. Just about every week.
Every week?
No.
Just about every week.
He just has to be careful.
You might want to pump the brakes a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Like if he gives
he's going to run.
If he gives you 35 to 40 rushing yards per week, that's kind of what you're looking for. Maybe 50? Like, I think that's high end.
Yeah.
50 gets you to almost 900 rushing yards.
All right, 60 is aggressive. In 17 games, that'd be 1,020 yards. But I think he's going to run for 800 yards this season.
What's his rushing prop?
So that's
right
about 50.
Probably 650, 700.
Yeah, I mean, let me check that.
I mean, JP's got him like a 300 over his total.
Which, I think he's going to run.
It's going to be great.
I've said it. I think he's going to be in that Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson zone.
Right.
Of rushing yards.
If that happens, then they're going to have more than 7 wins.
I tell you, they interviewed him again on the sideline yesterday. I'm sure you guys saw. And he really is just, I tell you, I'm just kind of in love with the kid.
He's an impressive dude.
And impressive. He's very calm.
Yeah. He's in his element.
Yeah, and he's just respectful. Mm-hmm. He's not cocky. He's not all about me. Like, listen, sorry, Robert was all about me. And he's super talented. And I thought it was a real statement when they said the LSU coach, his name's escaping me. The guy
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly said, of all the guys he's coached in 35 years, over a dozen first-rounders, he's the very best player he's ever coached.
That carries some weight.
You're coaching at LSU, Notre Dame.
Yep.
He's had studs.
He's the best player he's ever coached.
It's high praise.
And I'm not even sure if he said it's not even close, but I mean, the best player he's ever coached. And he said he's, listen, I can only take what they say as true, but that he treated it, because I wasn't there, but at LSU, he treated it like he was a professional. He was just like he is here. First one there, last one to leave. Watching film. We all talked multiple times about the virtual reality stuff, that kind of detail he was getting into. He's fully prepared for this. He's grounded. I mean, it's just really impressive.
He's obviously genetically blessed to play quarterback, and he works hard at it.
Yeah,
and he takes it seriously.
That's a deadly combo.
No, it's fantastic. It's exactly what you want when you,
that's how
when
you succeed.
Spend the number two pick on a guy.
That's how you succeed.
Yeah.
You're super talented.
FanDuel's got the Daniels rushing props at 525 and a hook.
So
and that's even money too, basically.
Right, right at the ceiling tiles. Now
again, that assumes health. That's of the X factor.
Valdez will come in and say, "You got to bet all the unders. It's how you make all the money." And you're probably right. But I'm getting Valdez. I'm getting caught up in the mania. Okay, you got to let me have my moment.
Yes,
I'm getting swept up in Jaden Daniels' mania over here.
Right.
Everybody's caught up into it.
Health is like the roulette, like the green on roulette.
Yeah.
Right. That's the X factor.
Sure.
It screws up your whole computation. I don't know. I think maybe our kicking situation is a little bit better. That's good.
Maybe
settle down. I don't know if he's got a big leg. I don't know any of that stuff. But it's good that he came in and went 2 for 2, even though he's only here for a little bit.
But for a team coming off 4 wins, like you can have kind of a dicey kicking situation. Like, the Chiefs couldn't go into the season with a situation like this. The Ravens couldn't obviously do it. But a team rebuilding, like they're still trying to find their kicker of the future, it's going to take some swings.
Yeah.
It's going to take multiple bites at the apple.
I'm glad he didn't. Imagine if he came in and went 1 for 2 or 1 for 3 or something. That would have been a real pickle they were in.
It kind of punches a few holes in my theory that you can just go pluck a kicker anywhere.
Well, they were 32 and 36 yards.
No, I know, but it's just the operation. Those are equivalent to basically extra points.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I'm just glad the operation worked. And, you know, it's not something we're thinking about obsessively.
Not yet.
Yeah, right now. Right. Let's say he's going to be here for 5 years. He might be here for a week, but so far, so good.
Hey, train your kids to be kickers in high school.
I tried.
It could be lucrative.
I really did.
If they're good at it.
When my son was first born, I really did try to groom him as a kicker. We'd be in the front yard. I put the ball on a little tee, and he just...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He wasn't great at it.
Yeah, just didn't have it. He didn't have the skill set.
I probably started him too early.
Yeah.
He was like five
right,
or something.
Right.
But you couldn't really get the ball that high.
You're no Gramatica. Yeah. The dad who got a couple of Gramaticas into the NFL.
Yeah, I tried.
You're no Automatica over there.
Tried to groom a kicker. Didn't happen.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are you more optimistic, less optimistic, or about the same? Three preseason games in the books. Now we just wait till the start of the regular season when they take on Tampa Bay in their opener in now less than 2 weeks. 800-636-1067. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post joins us at 9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.